Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the Bumble of Podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Dr. A.
If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns me on. Nothing like having the best Oki mom in the world every day. Yeah, baby.
Oki mom.
Argyle Funk.
If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns me on. Nothing like having the best Owega mom in the world every day. Yeah, baby.
Ash 2.
If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns me on. Nothing like having the best Ogami mom in the world every day. Yeah, baby.
Chai tea latte.
If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns modern warfare on. Nothing like having the best Ogamayim in the world every day. Yeah, baby.
Positive stress.
If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns me on. Nothing like having the best Ogamayim in the world every day. Yeah, baby.
And Amelia Blake. If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns me on. Nothing like having the best Pokemon in the world every day.
Squirt!
Squirt!
I hate you all so much!
Drive a no Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base, but there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
Hello.
What the fuck is up?
A little hostile there, Chai, but not much. How is everyone's dating life?
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that.
It's amazing.
It's not going that great, to be honest.
I went on a date. I've been on dates. I've kissed people.
Did they like it?
Stop bragging.
I too have talked to a person.
Stop bragging.
But where do you find people?
Well, I usually talk to people.
Farmersonly.com.
In hotels or on the street.
I go on blackpeoplemeet.com.
J-date, mostly so, J-date. I'm not Jewish, I just...
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
No, we're not doing sugar babies.
That's enough advertising.
So what we're doing is we're going to the old well of true romantic pairing that is OkCupid.
Yay!
I don't think
no.
And of course, we all know that OkCupid's not full of gross, weird, disgusting people.
I resemble that remark.
Hitting on any person.
okay.
Sorry, I got bombarded by all the people that want to be in this lovely program. Okay.
I said words.
I know you did. I know. I'm just saying.
You can edit them right out. Probably should.
So, well, we got a doc here that Ash 2 made. And, so, Ash 2, since you made the doc, maybe you could,
Hallucinate you.
Guide us to the juicy parts.
Well, by juicy,
never
mean
say that
right
word.
To the frustrating and upsetting parts.
All right, score at the bottom. Well, let's see. I think before we start diving into the gross stuff, we should really, you know, get a nice base level of you know, the sort of normal nice person you would normally run into on OKCupid. And
alrighty.
I was almost at to that end, but then damn it. So let me introduce you to someone by the name of Fivelack.
Okay.
That's not a name.
Well, it's like black, but leech.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right in that that's not a name. I guess I'll take him. Myself summary. What's up, guys? I'm at a tender and I could use some company. I have my own car, but not my own place yet. I live to make people happy. Smiley face. Don't be freaked out, but I did cheat on my last partner. I made this account because I wanted a second chance at love, and I hope to find someone who will let me take a chance.
Why would you say that, first off? But, you know, you're just being upfront.
Wait.
You're apologizing for your sins and your transgressions. You're saying, hey, I cheat on people I'm in relationships with. Please be in a relationship with me. What's wrong with that?
What's up, guys? My name's Alexander. Here's my red flags. This is my red flag collection.
You got any other flags?
So, okay, I mean, that's the only truth I have to share with you guys, alright? Everything else is pretty normal about me. I am a fursuiter in the furry fandom community.
Oh, okay.
So if you're down to
I
costume parties...
I would be a bit worried if you were a fursuiter in any other community.
Well,
I'm a fursuiter in the,
NFL.
Medical community.
I'm a fursuiter from a small Midwestern college.
I'm a fursuiting surgeon.
That's a
mascot.
I'm
from Texas, so yeah, he might actually be, yeah, exactly, yes.
All right, so let me just let you know that if you're down with custom parties, I'm your guy.
Oh God.
I love to go watch movies and drink with friends when our work schedules let us hang out. LOL. They're always busy when I'm free. It's weird.
Yeah.
I love WWE and I watch every week. So if you're into wrestling, that would be a huge plus.
How did he spell your?
Y-O-R-E. Back in
the days of your into wrestling.
And lo, Hulk Hogan did jump off the top rope.
Oh no, it's Hulk Hogan. He never jumped from the
descending
top rope.
From the heavens.
I work at Stripes and make a good 500 or more every 2 weeks. So I can take you out to a nice dinner or movie, smiley face, whatever you like.
But just one, because that's not really like... He's boasting about making $1,000 a month.
Hey guys, I have $500.
Every 2 weeks.
$1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Hey, I don't want to shit
on
anyone's income.
No, that's fair, but if your man is literally not spending $2,000 a month on plane tickets, furs, and new shoes for you, you should kick him to the curb, like Mick Jagger.
Well, we know for a fact that
he is
spending that much on furs for you.
I'm just saying, $1,000 a month is not bragging.
Yeah, that's my point.
Now, I guess all I'm trying to say is that of all the things on here, that's the least upsetting to me.
We're taking offense with everything that comes at us.
This fursuiter who cheated on his last partner doesn't make very much money. What an asshole.
Come now. I mean, I'm not... You're saying it's a bad thing. I'm doing stuff with my life, alright? Like, what I'm doing with my life is... I'm working at a gas station and saving up money to move away.
What are you really good at?
Move away from the gas station?
I'm really good at making your life miserable if you cheat on me.
Holy shit.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I will cheat on you.
You can cheat on
but if
you
want cheat on
anyone.
Me...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You can have someone cheat... You could cheat on anyone you want and ask for forgiveness. But if I cheat on you, I'm the devil!
This is like Anal Crusader. I'm gonna fuck your ass until my dick comes out of your mouth. Stay away from my ass.
Guys, it's better to ask for forgiveness than suck Todd's goddamn dick.
Yeah.
Fucking
exactly.
Todd!
Let's be
fucking you, fucking squirrel bear, piece of shit.
You know how it goes. You know how that saying goes. What goes around continues going in that one direction infinitely?
Yeah.
what are your favorite movies?
Well, to the surprise of no one, I'm into The Lion King, Ted,
okay,
and the Saw movies.
Oh boy, we got that.
He also likes Man.
If you cheat on me, I'll put you through what the characters went through in the Saw movies.
And his favorite video game is Rock Band 3.
What kind of food do you like? What kind of food and drinks? I want to get a better picture of how you like to, unwind after a long day.
I don't know why you would ask me that question, because I ate normal food like pizza, cheeseburgers, fried chicken, or Subway sandwich. Subway sandwich.
Why are you slowly slipping into fat voice? I don't understand.
What kind of TV shows do you like?
Why don't you tell me the diverse and interesting TV shows you watch?
TV shows I watch? WWE, Family Guy.
Oh.
Cleveland Show, which is not Family Guy at all. Tosh.0, South Park, and Mystery Science Theater. No, just kidding. It's Robot Chicken.
Oh, I went to high school with this guy. 100.
He's still there today.
He doesn't eat other sandwiches. He only eats Subway sandwiches.
No, that's sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Well, he's being specific.
Sandwich, witches.
As opposed to sand whats.
And he drinks Mountain Dew. That's surprising.
And Barks root beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
I'm not one dimensional. Calm now.
Hey, Barks root beer is good.
Sorry,
no, it's not. Can someone mug. Can someone tell me?
The mug is water.
I know.
Do you guys have any more questions for me?
I want to get to know you a little, on a more intimate level. What's the most private thing you're willing to admit?
Oh, well, I got 6 piercings down there.
6?
That's a
6
lot, yo.
Where?
That is a lot of dick piercings.
He has, Jacob's Ladder on his dick?
I don't know if it's on his dick.
Does he have an anus piercing?
He can also have, a taint.
He probably has a...
He's got a Prince Albert, a taint stud, a scrot gauge.
And a piercing. Down there.
Have you ever heard of something called an eternal butt plug? Because he's got...
I'm going to suggest that you all go Google image the phrase Jacob's Ladder penis.
Nope.
Or I can just tell you what it is if you don't want to do that. It's a...
I know what it is. Nope.
Bet you that's what he's got.
It's like chainmail for your dick.
Yeah.
By the way, Scroat Gage is my new band.
You play mostly grindcore?
Yeah.
A little country.
Pop. I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit grindcore.
Okay, so...
Someone do history. I think that'll be a good one.
I'll do history.
Give us your best Brooklyn accent.
No, never mind, I won't do this.
Hey, I'm blogging here!
I'm fighting lactose intolerance here! Oh, God. Every time I try to do a New York accent, it turns into Coach Z at the end. I'm history. I'm 24. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, as you can tell from my accent.
Hey, ho!
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, history!
Yeah, that's how I sound. Let me just do a little self-summary. Every single thing that I have learned to become as a man and human being is derived from my love of art, history, music, complex morality, nature, and my love of the pursuit of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Let's meet up and write poetry.
This guy is
over
so
tea.
Boring.
No, what could be more fun than sitting across a table from someone?
How's your poem going?
Badly.
Was this guy?
I'm not very
like
good
Jane
at this.
Austin?
Anyway, keep going.
Rhymes with rusty trombone.
There are many intriguing ideas to unveil, and I'd very much like new and intriguing acquaintances to explore such things with. You know someone's good when they use the word intriguing twice in one sentence.
Oh boy.
That's I'm
how you
a
know
poet.
A good writer.
I use my thesaurus, but I didn't use it that much.
There's something awfully fantastic about being quiet with someone without feeling strange about the silence.
Yeah, it's called having a goddamn friend.
Well, I mean, all silence I'd say all silence with you is awkward, but yeah.
No, no, no. I feel like if I'm in a room with this guy, silence is golden.
If you want to know anything about me, just ask. I love to answer any questions as long as I can ask a few of my own. So, did you have any questions about me?
Let me tell you about my poetry.
What are you doing with your life, dude? Any questions? What are you doing with your life?
Fighting lactose intolerance. Wondering how difficult my life would have been as a socialist during the McCarthy era.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it was easy for most of them. Loudly singing made-up opera to my dog. Spending a few minutes every day studying the Tao Te Ching and contemplating...
That's what you're doing with your life?
Every day. And contemplating the inherent patterns of the universe. Every day. Teaching myself Turkish, exploring unorthodox romantic relationship styles like being lonely, becoming an archaeologist, and enjoying my time...
You know, he could have just done this in two words. I'm unemployed.
Yeah, no. I was about to say, like, what the fuck is your job?
His job is fighting lactose intolerance.
He's becoming an archaeologist.
What are you really good at?
Keeping myself from gloating about things I may be good at.
Oh, no, you're not.
Well, you kind of failed at that already.
No, I'm really good at it.
He's the best, actually.
The best. I'm really, really good at not doing that. Not to brag, but...
Yeah.
I prefer to show you what I'm good at than have you take me word for it. Although Yarr. I must say that I am phenomenally good at brushing my own hair. Legend has it that the power of my hairbrushing once stopped the construction of the Fourth Reich. I've been told that I'm really good at abruptly creating refreshingly serious conversations out of meaningless banter.
You've been told that, really?
Yes, I'm told.
Everybody tells me that.
Yeah, as in...
You're really good at filling empty spaces.
Maybe because you're uncomfortable being alone.
I would say they really make people want them to seriously go away. Oh, God, that was a bad joke. Sorry, man.
No, keep talking.
I'm told that I'm really good at reading people.
Thanks, Andre.
So when he says that people tell him something, does that just mean that he thinks he's good at that?
Yes.
It's not a skill that I'm especially proud of, nor one that I find especially enjoyable. In the end, I'm just not one you want to try... What? In the end, I'm just not one you want to try to lie to if you don't want to be caught.
Okay, I have a question.
Alright, well,
What's your, like, Friday night like, guy who's so busy and, like, needs this time to unwind?
Well, if I had to describe my typical Friday night, I am probably saving the world from giant robots. Have you ever seen a gargantuan homicidal robot? No? Yeah, that was all me.
He's so quirky and random.
I'm a pirate right now, but I'll be a ninja and a zombie later. For some reason, rogue automatons like Friday nights.
This is like half the guys I hung around with.
I wouldn't admit that publicly.
You can't date me because if you do, I won't be able to save the planet from robots. Why am I even here?
All right, so can we get something more exciting out of you? Can we get something more exciting out of you? God damn it,
Phil. Exciting. I thought you said Italian, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No,
this is bad enough, but, thank you very much.
So no, someone's on their bike, like, passing that? In the bike lane.
Yeah. Bye, everyone!
Yes. Phone.
In order to get something more interesting out of you, can you tell me the most private thing you're willing to admit?
Well, keep this on the DL, but sometimes I wear glasses.
Oh my God,
you
why?
You fucking sicko!
God damn it.
Update, I'm nearsighted in one eye and farsighted in the other. I should wear my glasses more often, or an eye patch.
I'm so glad I'm so glad you decided to go back and update that. We were all in suspense.
When I was a child and still a religious Jew, I accidentally had a slice of pepperoni and started crying because I thought God was going to smite me as a result. The moral of this story, you ask? Sometimes accidental processed meats happen. One must prepare oneself for when they do. To be clear, I'm not going to post private things that actually matter to me.
I want to talk about anything and everything, except my life, stuff that I do, things I care about, or anything that would make you not think I'm Oscar Wilde.
Or where I hit the body.
But if you want to know my kind of sightedness, I'm more than willing to. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Will you go away?
As is everyone else who's ever come in contact with you.
Goodbye!
Yeah, we're done with you. Chai, can you take Zinnia Squirrel?
I absolutely can. Zinnia Squirrel, or Zinnia Squirrel, is 28 from Petrozadovsk in Russia. So I'm not going to inflict my cheesiest Russian accent on you, because that would be too low-hanging fruit. I'm just going to read this, okay? My self-summary. I was but a simple squirrel. My day consisted of exploring new lands, eating new nuts, and finding new parts for my spaceship. But one day, I found my demise in the teeth of a rabid, wild human. He caught me and bit me, but I managed to escape, though I was badly wounded. I crawled for many kilometers before finally succumbing to my wounds. Squirrel Heaven was right before my eyes, and as I was ready to enter it, but something unexpected happened. I didn't die. So, you know, you caught your demise, but you didn't die. So, sometime later, I woke up as a human. That messy ordeal continues to this day. I am a human now, and I have no idea what to do next. Help, please, :3.
You have become the enemy.
What I'm doing with my life.
You sound really interesting.
Something, I guess. Mostly just...
Nothing.
Just wasting time and trying to find someone to spend my time with.
So you're also unemployed.
Yes.
Does that surprise you?
What are you really good at?
Sorry?
What are you really good at?
I'm really good at making cutlets and sleeping, :D.
Oh, boy.
So, okay, can you tell me the 6 things you can never do without? And please, keep it to 6. We're short on time.
Okay, so the 6 things I could never do without. 1, my memories. 2, my black sweater. 3, chocolate. 4, dreaming. 5, long hair. Squirrels, :D. 6. 7, space.
Oh boy, someone's played Portal 2.
You actually ran out of space. You were only supposed to have 6 of those, so.
That's why I'm always thinking about it. On a typical Friday night, I am home alone, winky face.
I wonder why.
I love watching the movie Home Alone on Friday nights.
I love turning into a DVD of Home Alone on Friday nights.
Oh.
You should message me if. For no reason. I'm fully open to any conversation, :D.
There is no reason to message me.
I'm looking for human friends to help me get my squirrel body back and build that spaceship. If we succeed, I will take you with me. Yes. If we succeed, I will take you with me, and we will sail across the universe to this cave where no one will find you. Just imagine what wonders we might find. It's 110% worth it. Feel free to PM me if you are interested. Don't be shy. >D.
The very, very end of this sounded like this person's trying to get me to join a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, because we're talking about advanced...
I'm Zenny Squirrel, also, but you can call me Glorious Leader.
It's a cult of not very much personality.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Okay, well, at least you can say she was, you know, preppy and full of energy.
Yeah.
Argyle.
Yeah, what's up?
I think we need someone else who's also very energetic. Do you mind taking... try to hold on?
Yes, of course. I would love to take them as soon as I find them. Ah, yes. I am try to hold on. I am 26, and I'm from Brighton, Massachusetts. My self-summary. I'm tired of life.
Oh, no.
I'm Asian, average/maybe should be dieting more, 5'8", 170 pounds, 6 inches
uncut.
You
seem alright so far. Wait, what?
6 inches uncut. Top.
You put your dick size in your... Oh, God.
Well, I mean...
Just throwing that out there.
Guys do that, but, like, not usually the guys who are 6 inches.
I'm uncertain. Yeah.
Or on dating profiles, at least I would... Well, okay, that's true. I've seen some.
No, that's normal. That's normal-ish.
Well,
They shouldn't.
I don't trust his PE measurements because he did not tell us if he was
pressing.
Five inches around, or if he was measuring it using a toilet paper roll. So
maybe that's what top means. Like he's measuring from the top.
But what is pressed?
Anyways, I'm an introverted, free-spirited, non-social, kind, honorable, mature, humorous, and sensitive individual. I'm an int-J, though I occasionally roll an NP.
Is that what happens if you get critical?
What I'm doing with my life? Well, I graduated from law school recently, and I work for myself. I've lived long enough. I look forward to death.
Oh,
so I say, so why not date here?
Guys, this dude is 26.
Well, to be fair, this guy also is a lawyer, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm really good at nothing.
Ladies love a guy who's slowly dying and doing nothing else.
I'm a jack of all trades, a master of none, a renaissance man.
That's good at
I'm
least.
Not very good
That's
at that
not what that
either.
Means.
My interests are mainly intellectual. I spend most of my time in front of a computer. It's my natural state.
Yo, dude, what do you spend a lot of time thinking about?
Well, I spend a lot of time thinking about enjoying times with friends and having casual sex. I also think about death.
Oh.
Also the future, or my lack thereof.
I spend a lot of time thinking about the time that I got my friends to hang out with me.
Also, there's no future in being a lawyer. What?
This guy is kind of bumming me out. I don't know why. I'm really, really attracted to him.
On a typical Friday night, I'm out on the town, or enjoying life, or buried under the existential condition.
Okay, why the fuck should we message you then?
If you want something from me... I'm looking for somebody Caucasian, about my weight or less, say under 170, about my height.
Why? Why is this so specific?
Close to my age, plus or minus 6 years, 25 years old as of the time of writing, with a skinny or average build, blonde hair and blue eyes are a plus.
Hey, why would you bother saying this is how old I am at time of writing when your profile automatically says
No, because like people won't update their profiles for 3 years.
But if it's plus or minus 6 years of whatever his age is...
Yeah, then... fair.
Anyways, you have to be Aryan, clean-shaven. Yeah. I'm mainly a top, and I enjoy intimacy. If you do not fit these specifications, then no offense if I do not write back. I will not lead people on, nor will I be turned on by people outside of these parameters. Mm-hmm. I search for a fellow loner, another outcast of society.
So why doesn't this section just say, just the whites?
Whites only.
Skip down to the next paragraph, actually.
Yeah, this Absolutely. Is the longest you should message me if I've ever seen.
Here, I'll read faster. If I show interest in you, it is because I think you are either attractive or have a great profile with meaningful text.
I like how as you started reading faster, your voice just automatically became less sad.
Yeah, I can't read fast in sad voice. I'm sorry.
If
hopefully
I show
you
interest
would find
in
me...
you is because I think you are either attractive or have a great profile.
Hopefully you would find me attractive or intellectually stimulating and return the favor.
And then skip two more paragraphs.
P.S. If you would like to perform karaoke in public, we have much to discuss regardless of the aforementioned. P.P.S. If you have made it this far, you must have some mental fortitude, did not read my profile, or are as weird as I am portrayed. Some parts of my profile might be exaggerated for effect, mainly to keep
I hope
anyone
it's all the
from
stuff
ever
about
mistaking
death.
Me for anyone first from ever mistaking me for someone one would want a relationship
Why
with.
Why would you do that, though?
So I am actually normal and low-key in most appearances, at least enough for great sex dates, so don't feel intimidated and contact me. I'll be waiting for you on the other side.
Ignore the part where I said I murdered my ex. I just did that so you would stop reading, date me.
Guys, I don't think this guy knows what negging is.
I can't wait to die with you.
Hi. Hi there.
Hey.
I'm 11 Churalili.
What are you? What?
11 Trilogy. Eventuality?
Eventually.
It's 11 eventually.
Yeah.
11.
Eventually. Eventually, I will be an elf.
On the 11th, on the 11th Doctor.
I know what it is, but I can't say it.
Eventually?
I'm 24 from Montreal, Canada. My self summary. as a majority first step, as a mandatory first step towards genuine understanding, I love labels.
Ooh.
Don't take that fucking label maker
from
me,
asshole.
Yeah,
I know you love labels because I went to your profile and you said you're sapiosexual.
Yeah.
Always a good sign.
Oh my god, now we're getting into my wheelhouse. Keep going.
Do update your mental image of me with further knowledge, as I will of you.
If you want to update your mental image with his actual image, there it is.
Thus, my preferred pigeonhole coordinates are... Ugh, I hate myself so much. Bisexual, INTP, I don't know why the P is lowercase, polyamorous, French, neek.
Hey, man.
That's a nerd geek.
Neek, and what does that do?
Oh, fuck you. Oh. Fuck you.
It's a link to XKCD.
What the fuck?
What are you mostly looking for? What are you most looking for?
I'm most looking for pansexual folks to hug, be friends, and share some intimacy with.
Like my dick?
Yeah. what I'm doing with my life is learning mostly. I'm an information leech. I'm also a money and property leech.
And a social one.
Yeah.
We don't know that. We don't
and
know
happiness.
That. Pique my interest and I'll Google dive for hours for the sake of curiosity. I'm so special. My main conversational move is questions bombardment.
Are you sure you're a sapiosexual?
Questions bombardment. Bombs away. I do a PhD in computers. I do it, guys.
Yep.
Get to make a PhD.
making them learn to read. Okay. That gives me the opportunity to be a teaching assistant of computer science, for which I'm glad.
Yeah.
I hate the sentence structure is terrible.
Hey, what are your favorite books? Tell me about your favorite books, though.
My favorite books? Wait.
It's an equation. It's an equation. Read the equation.
Books equal.
Tell
books
me
equal
about
greater
your
than music,
books.
Food, or movies.
Okay, but tell me about your favorite books.
Okay. Dune.
Okay.
Biographies, historic, heroic fantasy, sci-fi, manga, Yuri. Some literature and a lot of science. I picked up that lots of science book. A couple webcomics and everything lolspeak.
Hey, Billy!
What's that a link to? That a link to?
That is a link to...
Oh, no!
read it.
Why are you doing this to me? What is this link to?
Read it!
Okay. Leon, it's loading. It's taking forever. Still loading. Okay. Boxes rule! And then it's a picture of a cat with big eyes. It's a kitten.
Read it.
I don't like you.
Yeah.
What?
Read it.
I'm trying to, but the page is being weird. Okay. What ifs in everything?
Everything.
Is an illusion. Is everything is an illusion? In nothing
illusion,
exists.
Please.
Illusion.
Illusion.
Yes. Illusion.
Sorry.
Second line.
I'm sorry for doing this to you.
Second line.
Exists. Can I still have this box? I really like it.
Well, that hurts.
Me.
I'm going to close the site because I hate it. Okay.
We are not doing an episode on Cheeseburger. Don't even ask us.
The details fluctuate with mood. They're basically metal, power, I guess I'm music now. Symphonic, mellow death, / goth, / ellipses.
Oh man, that's my favorite genre, ellipses.
Good shit right
it's
there.
Actually, it's post something.
It's post nothing.
I like some rap.
Post nothing is actually just called celebration.
Okay.
Yeah, I love to put on some snow and just, you know, listen to some real hip hop and EDM lately. I'll taste anything and like most of it.
I'm a picky eater.
Star Wars
I'll taste Star Wars.
Star Wars. I like to eat Star Wars. Yeah,
formatted this kind of weird.
I'll watch anything as long as it's worth someone. It's with someone, sorry.
It's Star Wars!
Your body. Got any more questions?
What Give me six things you could never do without.
Let's see. Six things I could do without. I could never do without. The six things I could never do without are abbreviations. Okay. Cats, rest, others, nurture, yoga, mass, shortcuts.
Hey, that's eight.
Wait a sec. That spells acronyms.
Oh, it does.
Why does it spell acronyms? What a coincidence.
Seeing what I did there is left as an exercise for the interested reader. Wow. Boy, you're really challenging my brain here.
Wow, you're so smart.
Wow, he put a puzzle in his OKCupid profile.
Can you solve it, Batman? The saddest thing is knowing that this person actually probably is smarter than me.
On a Friday night, what do you usually do?
On Friday night, I am still an introvert.
I'm deep and introverted. People don't get me.
Watch me cry into this pillow. Watching Love Actually. the most private thing I'm willing to admit. Menzian.
What is that?
I like in the Google Doc watching everybody highlight that at the same
time. Yeah, it's just like... It's like, what is...
It means they're a member of Mensa.
Yeah.
Really?
And bragging about it, because Mensa's cool.
But the fact that that's the most private thing they're willing to admit makes it sound like, oh, you're twisting my arm here, I guess I'll admit that I'm in Mensa.
If you must know, I'll brag about my level of intelligence.
God, fine, I'm in Mensa, jeez.
Can I request that someone read Breeder 247? 24/7?
Oh, yeah,
God.
I don't think Dr. A's read
that's
anything.
A good name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always fucking...
Dr. A, why don't you take it?
Okay. I'm 38 years old. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm breeder... Okay, fine.
Louisville.
Louisville.
Oh, my God.
I'm from Louisville.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay, but yeah. That's like, I'm breeder 24/7, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm 38. And my self-summary is, I'm college-educated, looking for a new partner for recreational fun. What am I doing with my life? Living to its full potential.
What am I doing with my life?
What are you really good at?
I'm good at the sixth sense. I know all the secrets of it.
I know that whole movie backwards and forwards.
It's kind of spooky.
How do you spell spooky?
I spell it clearly the right way, which is S-P-O-O-K-I-E.
It's a spooky cookie.
Yeah.
I love it. I like it better than spoopy.
Well, that goes without saying.
90% of the time, I'm right and about my predictions. Oh, and I know 8 women personalities and the 5 men personalities.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's only 8 kinds of women out there.
There's only 8 personalities and for women. Sorry.
But men only have 5.
Yeah, I Googled that. Nothing's coming up.
It's his own theory.
I think this is his thing.
It's hard to figure out the combos when men and women have 2 parts of the personalities, though.
What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
Breeder 24/7, you're from Louisville, right? You speak English, I assume.
Actually, it's pronounced Louisville.
Louisville.
It's pronounced
I speak Kentucky.
It's pronounced
I think he fucked his own brains out.
That's the dream. Yeah.
My mama told me that would happen.
He fucked too much. He didn't go to school. He's too busy breeding.
Okay, but if you listen and watch, you could figure it out. Example: daddy issue girl or abandonment issue guy.
Let's put them together.
Those are good personalities, right? people don't see it, but it is so easy to read if you watch and listen.
What are you talking about?
What are your favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food?
Yeah, let's find out what sort of things in.
Yeah, what's this guy into?
Okay, so my favorite those movies, books, shows, music, and food. Tombstone Pizza. Point Break.
Point Break. I was gonna pizza. Make that joke.
We were all gonna make that joke.
I don't think it's a joke though.
No, it's I would assume it's the movie Tombstone.
Yeah,
the 90s western.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think it's both.
Point Break, and I also like
you. We cut you off just a couple items into your long list. Like, read the whole list again.
The whole list of
books,
what?
Movies, shows, music, food.
Favorite books, movies, shows, and. You know, sorry, I know you gotta restart this whole long list, but please, go ahead, give it to us.
Okay, so I like Tombstone Pizza, Point Break, and 300.
The joke is that it's a short list.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's a joke.
This is a reading.
What's also, the six things you can never do without?
Okay, the six things I can never do without is my rifle.
Yep, uh-oh. Makes sense.
My dog.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I can never live without a dog, so
your rifle is first and foremost in your life, more important than your dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, which is also...
What else is your rifle more important than?
Yeah.
Okay, my truck, which I keep those two other things in.
Yeah. Okay, and then is your rifle more important than?
My family, which I have a family and I'm on OkCupid. That's
Just looking for platonic friends. He wants someone to shoot the shit with.
What else is your rifle, your dog, your truck, and your family more important than?
God.
And then?
Yeah, fuck God.
And then what's
in the bottom of your list?
And then the last thing is my kid. Other than that, I'm all good.
I think this man is just like a living country song.
My rifle, my dog, so my truck, my family, my kid, and God.
His name is accurate.
Breeder 247.
He has bred
my truck with my family and God.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm all good.
Any other questions?
Yeah. What do you spend a lot of time thinking about?
What?
What do you spend a lot of time thinking about?
Okay, I spend a lot of time thinking about what I could have done different.
Me too!
What if I hadn't killed that man?
That's the beginning of the chorus. Cookie song.
What if I... Oh, sorry, I was going to try singing.
What could I have done
different? What should we message you, F?
Yeah, why should we message you? Yeah.
Okay, so, you should message me if sarcasm is a no, smart-ass women who think they're educated and well traveled need no apply.
No, that's not what that says.
No.
It doesn't say. Okay, sorry, my bad.
What a beautiful sentence.
Sarcasm is a no. Smart ass women who think they're educated and well traveled need not apply. I traveled a lot of different places, like my house.
I traveled to they're educated.
Yep. Yep. Met a lot of different people, and if you're stuck up and overbearing
again,
overbearing, but like burying your ass,
burying your teeth. Oh my god!
It makes you annoying. Chill and be real.
And if you're stuck up and overbearing was its own sentence.
Yep.
I love you, Breeder 247. The ballad of Breeder 247.
You can breed with me any day of the week. In fact, you can breed with me all 7 days of the week.
All right.
For 24 hours each.
So who wants to take a short one?
Take who?
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Take a short
one? I'll do a short one. I've got a short one.
Okay, so, you know, we're all out here looking for love. So, are you looking for love in Lebanon, Kentucky? Or in Indianapolis, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, I'm absolutely looking for love in Indiana.
All right, perfect.
Then take this one. It's In Folly 1.
That's the new Mike Pence documentary.
In Folly 1?
God.
I don't see that. Oh, In Folly. Got it.
Should be this.
And, let me just click onto this person's profile.
Yeah, it's right under my profile, X Straight Edge X 666.
Oh. Yeah, I've got it now. Oh wow, yeah, that is X Straight STR8. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, fuck you, Ashu. I specifically said not to put me in here.
Okay.
So
agreed. In Fall we won. Through an everlasting journey of a dream known as life, wielding reality as our bodies move accordingly, streaming toward an evolution of soul. What I'm doing with my life. In many ways, so many know. Yet, so many, the same, still hide behind the veil. I'm really good at attempting to understand a reason for any of it, a sum of which seems us all in contrast to the spaces in between. The first things people usually notice about me. Perpetual vibration with such synchronicity. Favorite books, movies.
I'm just vibrating all the time.
What? Just constant vibrating with everyone.
Okay, I'm not going to make another Silver Age Flash.
Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. Whatever indulges the whole with regards to such progressive pleasantries. I could never do without life, expansion, love, hate, war, and peace, bitch!
You know, it's really amazing that I've gotten such a good sense of your personality without you saying
anything about
anything substantive. I still know exactly what kind
I gotta say, this is also the best poem we've read on this show.
On a typical Friday night, I am full of chaos and solace alike. The most private thing I'm willing to admit, the norm.
This is Shadow the Hedgehog.
The norm is not the norm. You should message me if it's that time.
Norm!
It's that time
for
what?
It's that time. Obviously, you don't know what time.
The rhythm and the rhyme. I'm going to get mine, so get yours.
How many thesauruses?
This is all going in the episode.
No, it's not. Fuck you.
I thought we were trying to seem like professional and good. Is that not? Was I wrong? Because we should scrap this.
No,
this whole thing.
We're just trying to pump. No, not again. Okay. What was that, Ashtu?
Oh God, stress. How many thesauruses do you think this guy owns?
I would assume a couple thesauri. Yep.
I think he has one, and then he has a second thesaurus for his thesaurus to translate it into other thesauruses. And by doing that, he has an infinite number of thesauruses.
It's actually thesauri, because it's a Greek suffix.
Actually, it's pronounced Louisville.
Louisville.
It's pronounced...
Argyle, take Dreamweaver 51.
Dreamweaver 51. I love that song.
Yep.
You're from Kentucky.
Yes, I am.
That does not say Dreamweaver. That says Dreamweaver.
I'm Dreamweaver 51. I'm 54, and I'm from Cecilia, Kentucky. My self-summary, it's just me. What I'm doing with my life, as of right now, I'm in a holding pattern, seeing which way, as in like the monster, which way life is going to take me. I'm finally at a point in life where I could change everything if I choose. Everything!
Well, this guy is like, this is something you say before you, like, go on a killing spree.
Yeah. I'm really good at different stuff, just ask.
No, don't make fun of him. It's because, you know, he knows which way the witch is, so he can change anything with magic.
He's really good at Minecraft.
The first things people usually notice about me, how would I know?
Oh, wow. I talk to people.
Is this a science question?
Why ask me these questions?
I don't know. I don't know them necessities for life or whatever. What are those?
Favorite books? What is this? Some kind of science question?
I spend a lot of time thinking about where I'll be in a year or 5 years. On a typical Friday night, I'm at work until 11 p.m.
Fair. Yeah.
The most private thing I'm willing to admit. You'll have to ask, I guess.
Okay, so...
Not willing to admit.
Yeah, so just, fuck you. I'm not telling you anything. You should message me if you don't do hard drugs and you're free-spirited and very open-minded.
I was going to be all over you, but...
What are hard drugs to you, Dreamweaver?
No weed heads.
I, like, all the free-spirited, open-minded, quirky, manic pixie dream girls who also don't do drugs.
Oh, wait, what was that?
You know, those people that exist.
I don't think any of us heard any of that.
No. Yeah.
Shy?
Yeah? I'm feeling very attacked right now.
Shy?
I'm sorry.
So, did Dreamweaver even list books or anything?
Are you surprised he didn't?
I mean, if you've never read a book or eaten a food or seen a TV show or watched a movie...
What's a book? I ain't seen a book since high school.
Well, I mean, how about this?
So many.
Let's skip past...
XOC Shepherd? But I also want to do him, so... Them.
Okay. Alright, so yeah, let's skip past Juggalo 5111 and go to SC Shepherd.
Oh, fuck.
Can I read it, please? Alright.
Oh,
let me just click through and look
no.
at this person's face.
Oh,
get into character.
Nice shirt.
Oh, no, that shirt's awful. Anyway. XOC Shepherd.
XOC
23,
Shepherd.
Jacksonville, United States. Okay. And I am ashamed to admit, but will anyway. I'm logged in on my account. XOC Shepherd and I are a 94% match.
Nice.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... Hi, I'm Ian, or Arky. I'm literally a dog IRL. I'm 23 and agender. My pronouns are they, them, there. I have Asperger's. I write songs about being queer
okay.
and worthless. I'm really into music, poetry, fashion, and art. I cry a lot at the beauty of things, and I'm a very emotional person. One time, I saw Sufjan Stevens live and bawled on my ex's shoulder for 40 minutes straight. That's the straightest thing about me.
Is that why they're here?
Can I just say, so far, I feel like I could be.
Well, yeah, but I'm about to ruin that.
Or with
well, let's ruin it then.
I am a furry, just so you know, and I'm pretty deep into that culture. I even kind of have a fursuit. If you want to know more about.
So you rent
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, a rent.
I have. I will tell you, I have.
Think
the,
of the
I
sweat!
I have the fur of several animals.
Think? Just a sweat, really? I mean, worse things.
I would say maybe it's just because they...
Think of the semen!
I would say maybe it's just because they, like, have the, the helmet, the, head thing in, like, the arms, not, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, one of these pictures, they do have a head.
Okay, okay.
Do they have, like a cool cat costume?
So... Oh, yeah, that's a person in a dog head. Okay. I've written three, so if you want to know more about the furry fandom, feel free to message me. I've written three sociology papers and a PowerPoint on our culture. My teachers hate me. My fursona is a...
oh, boy.
Is that actually in there?
Yeah, no.
Culture.
I mean,
yes.
It's subtext. My fursona is a Perro Pastor Vasco, Basque Shepherd, named Argy, which is my other name.
That's
I am mostly just looking for friends right now, but I might be into the idea of other stuff, i.e. hooking up, if you're the right kind of person. I'm super picky, though, for some fucking reason. I've only hooked up twice in 4 years through dating apps. I've been single for a year and would like to begin dating soon, but that's a process. R.I.P. If you are monogamous, just take note that I'm probably not interested in what you're selling. I weigh 200 pounds and am pretty switchy. Super kinky, but... mostly conceptual kinks. My type is anywhere between soft mask or hard butch presentation-wise. Sometimes soft femme is something I'm into, but not at the beginning of a relationship. What? What?
What?
Where?
Sorry, I want you to slowly evolve into soft femme.
I also am mostly into other chubby/beefy folks, especially if they're bigger and or taller than me and can easily physically overwhelm me. Dad bods are my fave. I am a softcore gainer and pretty much at my goal weight-wise.
Sorry, I heard that as dad bods.
Dad bods, that's correct. Oh, dad bots? I love dad bots. Oh my god, I'm programming you to take me to Little League. I'm really good at dropping factoids, sociological discourse, crying about characters and other people's problems, singing and writing poetry. Anyone want to know anything about me?
What are your favorite books, movies,
not really.
Shows?
Oh, that's a lot. My God. They're all
none
shit.
None of this is particularly interesting.
No, yeah.
This person has good taste in music. Can we read something funny instead of this?
Yes. Yeah. Someone else should read the one that I posted in chat recently.
What is this? What is this from?
It's from someone I have a 97% match with, and that's their entire profile.
Can I get a link?
Yeah.
That's the entire thing. Okay. Do they have
their name is... They're 26 and from Vancouver.
Okay. I guess
it's a woman.
I'm someone. I'm 26. I'm from Vancouver. So if I had to summarize myself, I'd say chillin' badass, epic warrior goddess, radical feminist, anarchist, anti-capitalist. I fucking love weed. I live, party, and change your life as a living. Everything is just so goddamn awesome. Give it up for food! French. I fucking love my life. Rave. Meditation. Awesomeness. Witch. Seeking higher mind. This is what the fuck is up. Killing it is my hobby. Chai, I can't help but notice that everybody that you see that you have, like, a high percent match with, you seem to...
Oh, no, I... Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would hate me. So,
okay.
Good point.
No, I'm great. But just, you know.
Alright, hey.
Yes.
Hi.
It is Buggy Cass. Hi. I'm from Ripley, Tennessee. Hello. Yep. Muscle summary? Okay, let's see. You read my profile, and how nerdy are you? Here are my 5 essential questions. Answer but one, and we have something to talk about. Answer them all, and we will probably get along beautifully. Hey. My answer's at the end of this page. I can't wait.
Argyle, why do you seem so upset? We haven't even heard the questions yet.
What does 42 mean? Who is your favorite doctor?
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Who's your favorite captain? Star Trek, not necessary.
Sully! My favorite captain is Sully Sullenberger.
Who is best pony?
My
pony's the best pony. Isn't that right, Fuddleshy?
You got like halfway to an original name.
It's about all I have in way of creativity. Who is your favorite vampire? Like
Lestat.
Nosferatu.
Queen of the Damned.
It's actually Carmella from the like super old school. I'll stop.
No, there actually aren't any good vampires in anything.
Suck it, Count Chocula.
Yeah, he's really not.
I don't know why I need to put this on here.
Did somebody say sock?
But can high school students stop trying for me? It's kind of creepy.
They wouldn't try for you if you didn't act like one.
This person's fucking 30.
Well, at least we're reading a 30-year-old on the internet who's trying to keep high school students away from them.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they are like...
I should say that I am the kind of person who's looking for mental and intellectual connection, more than a physical one. This is what I'm interested in. I need to warn you now. I am a Pegasister.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
That's right. I am into My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Like, okay. We didn't need to know that. In an extreme way.
Whoa.
It's okay if you're not into
Fluttershy
it.
Fluttershy and I go skateboarding.
That's not true.
A very underpopulated fandom is My Little Pony.
Yeah, that's the problem with the brony fandom, is that there aren't very many of them.
Yeah, and they don't try pushing into everything else.
I had not looked at her profile on the actual site until just now.
Yeah, it's horrifying, holy huh?
Smokes. It's Pinkie Pie with me in that picture.
It's really her. She's mine. Don't come near me.
Another thing I need to warn you about is chat speak gives me a headache. Okay?
Please use because you have one reading quality.
Please use the best English you can. I personally
would,
will not...
You wouldn't appreciate it if I were to ask you a question like, for example, what if everything is an illusion and nothing exists? Can I still have this box? I really like it. You wouldn't like that very much.
I'm going to push you downstairs. I can understand. I can understand semi-literate people who speak English as a second language. I cannot tolerate persons who grew up with the language and still cannot spell "you are." You are not in a place to mock anyone's English.
It's two letters. How is that hard?
Spell "you are." It's two letters. Oh, fuck you, Shy.
I'm agnostic and anti-organized religion. I'd rather sit at my computer reading a Yaoi / story,
ding,
or a Yuri / story.
I'm so shocked.
Sleep. I'm strange. I admit it. I like same-sex couples more than. Well, yeah, that's strange. More than what are considered normal couples, but I guess that's to be expected of a bisexual Yaoi fan. I also suck at this whole social network.
You should stop
thing.
Right there. You should just
said
that I should suck.
Yeah. There's a lot of superfluous words here. Like, most of them.
I'm just very...
I'm not.
Articulate. I'm not very articulate. Thank God. Okay. If I like someone or if I just want to make friends with someone and I tend to babble when
no,
nervous.
It's in all caps, so that's the name of the show.
Yeah. Come here, Joey. Written... Babbling is weird and, well, pretty similar to this.
You know that you don't have to post it until you're done writing it.
So if you want to, if I want to, no, as if I finish a sentence, it must stay in. So if I want to talk to you, or you want to talk to me, please forgive opinionated babbling.
I think she confused, guys, I think she confused the OkCupid form field with her Eliza program.
Does anyone want to take Devon Kohler?
Devon Kohler.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
At the bottom.
Wait, I do. There's one thing that that's kind of weird. Okay, hold on. There's one thing that's weird.
So,
she says she's agnostic, and then I scroll down and it says, "I'm not Christian, but I have read the Bible and do believe parts of it."
Okay, so, you know, she's taking, like, an agnostic view on the existence of God, but definitely believes in Jesus.
Millie, before we leave, though, do you mind telling me what you spent a lot of time thinking about? Because I think that encapsulates everything.
Well, I'm answering my own stupid questions.
I like this. Her favorite music is Freeze Pop, Green Day, classic J-Rock. Everything but gangsta rap, pretty much.
I like everything but rap, country, and metal.
Alright.
Yeah.
I don't remember what voice I was using before, but it is Cass, Buggy Cass again. I spend a lot of time thinking about ponies! Also, the stories I'm writing on at
profile.
The time. The two are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I fucking bet they're
What's
not.
What's the most private thing you're willing to admit, Buggy Cass?
Okay, the most private thing I'm willing to admit... I'm as comfortable with my clothes off as I am with them on. Despite this, I've never even tongue-kissed anyone.
Ooh,
or anything
boy.
Else like that, for that matter. Wait, how old am I?
I keep taking my clothes off in public and none of the gentlemen buy me sarsaparillas.
Oh, she's 30.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to, like, that's her life. Let's not. I'm sure she already feels bad enough about it. We don't need to pile on.
Sorry.
Yes, the age was the worst thing in that profile.
No, I just wanted to know what that revelation meant.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm Bitch Boy 4.
Hey, Bitch Boy 4.
You sure
what
are.
Up?
Oh, boy.
Hey, men, just a sub twink looking to meet men and experiment. Enjoy sucking, want to try anal. What am I doing with my life? Looking for fun with capital M, men. I'm really good at IDK.
I'm looking for fun with men at work.
Submissive and shy. First thing people usually notice about me? Cute. The six things I could never do without? Cock, cum, men.
Yourself.
I'll tell you what to fill them in with, too.
Oh, God.
Your dick.
Anyway.
What do you spend a lot of time thinking about?
Trying a man, capital M.
Just trying them.
Just give him a test drive.
Don't buy before you commit.
I want to try all 31 flavors of man.
Oh, and...
Actually, Amelia, there's only five.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Eight flavors of women, five of men. On a typical Friday night, I am looking for action. The most private thing I'm willing to admit.
Okay.
I want to take a capital F facial.
Oh, so like, go to a spa? Yes.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Oh, that's good.
Cum, men, spas...
No, you want saunas.
You should message me if, get this, if you're manly. I like strong alpha males, athletes, skaters, the song Suit and Tie by Justin.
Okay, I'm calling the cops.
Police!
Never mind, I'm not calling them.
Sorry, someone broke into my house while I'm playing. If you got muscles, I want you.
Yeah, no muscle-less people. No, just skin and bones.
Uncle Sam wants all muscly alpha males.
Okay, that one was way too dirty. Come on now. We're supposed to be like a wholesome family podcast, right?
Yeah,
this is a fucking family podcast.
Ash, too, why don't you go ahead and take something that's less gross?
All right, I'm going to take Devon... Yep, Devon Collar, all right? I'm 22. I'm from St. Charles, sorry. My self-summary. My name is Devin, and I'm 22. My life has been a roller coaster, but talk about it later if interested. I'm very flirty and love tickling. It's friendly, wholesome family tickling, all right?
Oh, family tickling!
Right.
Yeah.
I tickle
worse.
Whole families.
I'll tickle your entire family.
I work.
Show me where the jewels are, or I'll tickle your son.
And then your truck. I work 40 hours a week at Schnucks Lindenwood.
Schnucks.
What I'm doing with my life?
Oh God, I thought you said 14. I was like, Jesus.
what are you currently doing with your life?
I'm currently working at Schnucks as meat clerk. Keeping my head up, I have my own place. I love cooking, eating, running, being active, lifting weights, tickling, and having fun. LOL.
Why did you mention tickling again?
I'm bitch boy 4, and I too am working as a
Oh, boy.
Devin, why did you mention tickling again?
It's...
Why the fuck do you think, Amelia?
Now, what are you really good at?
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be no more mentions of tickling.
All right, so what I'm really good at?
Yeah.
What are you good at?
So, I got a major in astrobiology. I love making people laugh by tickling them. And what's up with people not talking anymore? I message a lot and no response. I need to stop. It's a dating website.
How do you like tickling?
I assume that was a typo. I don't think you meant to say not talking. I think you meant to say not tickling.
Hey, do you like tickling? Why don't you message me back?
No, that's right, great. Yeah. That's great.
Anyway, that is the last mention of tickling.
How do you spell response? just curious.
The right history. R-E-S-P-O-N-C-E.
No, don't.
Yeah, like the famous explorer.
Now, what's the first thing people usually know?
The Florida Seminoles.
I was trying to get to that joke. Pause.
I fucking couldn't. I got to it first, just like how Ponce de Leon got to Florida first.
Oh, boy.
I thought the native people living there already were, you know.
No, hold on. Let me quickly Google and make sure that that's who Ponce de
Leon. Yeah, he went to Florida. He was the fountain of youth. Anyway.
The first thing you should notice about me.
What?
My eyes.
That's right, fuck you.
My eyes are very blue, I'm outgoing, and very talkative. I love tickling!
That's what people usually notice about me.
I mean,
because
yeah.
I make it very
we
clear
noticed
that.
That
I love tickling.
Yep.
I wear a shirt that just says I love tickling 24/7.
I don't shake hands. I just shove my arms in your armpits.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Sorry.
What are the six things
really,
you can't do
that
without?
That really was the last mention of.
Yeah. The last thing. So this is a really normal question. What are the six things you could never do without?
So, one, God. Two, my family. Mm-hmm. Three, my home.
Yeah.
Four, food slash water.
Yeah.
Five, tickling. There's no six.
Ah!
God damn
it! It's all tickling.
Yeah, you didn't even put six.
Have even like separated food and water into two separate ones, so you have six.
Can you please stop talking about tickling? What do you spend a lot of time thinking about?
I love tickling people to death. My
to death. Oh boy, that's
mainly beautiful bare feet and bare bodies. LOL.
God, this is a Batman villain.
Can I just tell you
the tickler? You'll never catch me, Batman.
Fine, I'll stop talking about tickling. Can I tell you about my favorite books?
Okay. Sure.
What's your favorite documentary?
The Tickler.
That's Tickled.
What's the most private thing you're willing to admit?
What's your favorite movie?
It's Shawshank.
Oh.
And Breakfast Club.
I think you mean Breakfast Club.
It's not Breakfast Club.
What is it called?
It's Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's about the crossover with Fast and the Furious.
No, it's about oh fuck, soapbox derbies.
It's a quarry tournament movie.
It's just an advertisement for Reese's. Anyway, I'm really, really glad that we're not talking about tickling anymore. What's the most private thing you're willing to admit?
I am going through tough times. But another thing is that I have stupid ticklish everywhere!
God damn it!
Especially my dick and nipples and other spots!
Oh, jeez.
If you want to send me crazy, my gosh,
you now know how
to make me weak and laugh and so hard!
You now know.
Tickle me on my dick!
What do you
love? Oh, by the way, I love tickling!
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Wait, tickling. What?
Why should we message you?
You should message me. If you want to have fun and tickle me, I'd love to tickle you. Please message me for some fun. I love being tickled and tortured every day.
That's funny.
I need somebody to tickle.
That's funny. Where's because reading this torture, this post feels like torture.
Well, just think of it this way. Of the six things that this person can never do without, tickling is one of five six.
To Dr. A.
Yeah.
Dr. A, how many have you read?
He's only read one.
Yeah, I've only read one so far.
We need to give you another one.
Let me see here.
Oh, can I read the one after that?
1667 is really gross.
Oh, God, this one's a fucking classic.
That yep. is, yeah.
Papa Paca.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Please
okay.
read this.
So tell me.
Just, hey, make sure you pronounce every word correctly.
And also, I recommend just,
I will.
Like, plowing through the whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, so, my name's Paca Paca. I love life. I love live. Like to make people happy. I love to eat all day long. Sunsets are my fave art. I also love walking down the beach on a full moon. Just walking on the moon.
On the moon.
Walking
yeah.
on the moon.
Yep. Bring something for you to need on and you.
How am I getting this?
What?
And,
bring something for you to need on. Come on, it's
what?
English. Do you speak it?
Okay, and you will see stars and a whole lit more.
I think you gotta read this faster.
Ah, smiley
God.
Face, 4 exclamation points.
You'll get
points.
To see the band lit.
No.
I'm gonna put a candle in my eye.
Okay. I'm sorry. I like having sexo out in public.
I like having sexo, baby.
It's me, Sexo the robot.
Sexo is the evil Ben.
Yeah. I was gonna say, is Sexo related to Fisto from Fallout?
I assume you met Bender from Futurama, but my first thought was an evil Bender from, like, Avatar The Last Bender. Last Airbender.
Oh, no!
Sex bending.
Oh my God.
Water! Earth! Fire! Come.
It turns me on. My
these oh god, now I'm wondering what a water.
But there's all the like oh. That like oh. 80 track album.
It
like,
turns me on. Fire my cup. Last girl, she loved to show off her nice body. When we go camping, we would leave the top off and the door open. I owl so love to ride my Harley.
I owl so love to ride my Harley. Yeah, I so
I'm
love
owl,
it.
And I really like to ride my
okay,
Harley.
Okay, just a fun small fact. I don't really like talking about it, but also I am very well hung. Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Okay, so what am I
doing? What are you doing with your life?
Okay, so what am I doing with my life? I want to find someone who likes to go to the beach. I like my big cock to dive.
I lick at my big cock.
Fisher.
Fisher. Oh, I like to fish and surf at the same time. I made a word for it.
I like fissures.
Yeah.
I like fissures and infusion.
Yep.
Sounds like he vomited halfway through.
Electric
Fisher.
Okay, so pick shells. Most
I'll take that one.
Most of all, I Luke to take care of my girl.
Hi, my name is Luke. I'm friends with Al. I take care of your girl.
Are you Al or are you Luke? Make up your mind.
My middle name is Luke.
Al.
Okay, so long as she knows how to take care of me. Oral sex is very important in a healthy relationship.
No, go back.
No. Sorry, you messed up twice.
Okay, I see now. Sorry. My bad. Oral sex is very important in a healthy...
No.
What did I miss? Oral sex...
What is it in a... It's a what kind of relationship?
What kind of relationship?
Oh, sorry. Oral sex is very important in a heathy relationship. It's like those...
It's a relationship.
Yeah, and you go down to the docks, like, and...
Oh, I think
you
go with
a
heath candy
sailors.
Bars, but okay.
Yeah, I was saying, it's a lot of heath bars.
I know she will be real happy.
When she sees all these heath bars that I imported.
It's funny, because they taste really bad.
Where are you importing your heath bars from?
I get the ones from Japan. They have a bunch of different flavors.
The special
Japan,
tuna.
You don't know them.
The special tuna flavored heath bars.
Okay. When she sees my big fat ...
Why are you censoring yourself now?
I'm getting honey just thanking.
I'm getting honey just thanking about it.
Yeah. Have to jump in the water.
Boy,
it's nice today.
Wow, I'm getting so honey, I just gotta go jump in the water.
Okay, and
I have to jump into the movie Water.
I feel like this profile. Can I just say I feel like this profile would be a lot better if it were like red.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, it's
Harley.
Okay, so anything else you want to know about me?
What's the first thing people should know about you?
I bet this guy likes to fight, .. Before maybe really? Now I'm just a lover, .. Day really? And night. It's so much easy in life to get along with someone than it is to fight.
Chameleon.
And
Argo.
A-U.
Argo.
Argo.
Argo Funk.
Argo Funk.
And it makes you look and feel beat it.
Bete.
Bete. It's very Argo and Bete.
Live, Robert, you son.
Live, Robert, your son.
Live,
one
Robert,
night only, the 22nd of July.
Live, Robert, your son, 06-22.
June 12.
Yep.
One and only time to see Robert,
your
son.
The amount of commas. What are the six things you can never do without?
Okay, the six things I can never do without is love, ohana, making love.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Air, water, my mind. Smiley.
And Lilo
it's
and
good.
Stitch. I love that
the
movie.
The cartoons were actually not
and
bad either.
The main event, what do you spend a lot of time thinking about?
Oh boy. Okay.
I want every reader to read this.
Okay, so if I'm gonna make you squirt across the room.
Squirt!
We have squirt, yes.
Yep.
Squirt
a little. If I'm gonna make you squirt across the room, now that turns me on, nothing like having the big, nothing like having the best Ouijimon in the world ever day. Yeah, baby.
Every day.
Yeah, baby. Squirt.
Squirt.
Oh, good.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, the most private thing I'm willing to admit, if I told you, it would not be very private now, would it? Smiley face.
Checkmate. Okay.
Hey, P-Stress.
Yeah?
How many languages do you know?
Zero? It feels like after reading this.
Because I think this might be the, we gotta end on that.
You know, that was saving up for the last one, that's why, so. Alright.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
So what did we learn?
I learned that there are plenty of fish out in the ocean, but the ocean's toxic.
I learned that there is a Cupid out there, and it's okay. Yeah.
I learned...
No, it was stupid.
I learned that my OkCupid profile is actually fine.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about Chai's taste.
Oh, awful. Absolute scum. I have no taste whatsoever.
I learned how to pronounce a Wagamyam.
Yeah.
Well, I learned what it was like to be a socialist during the McCarthy era.
You should let that person know. Because he spends a lot of time thinking about it.
Oh, fuck that guy.
I'd rather not.
No.
It's not that hard to figure out.
Okay.
What do you think I am, some kind of bitch boy?
Honestly, I've learned that having an online... Actually, no, fuck it. Fuck the site, I'm off.
Yeah, no, I'm with Chai, actually. Like, this... Seeing stuff like this just... It makes me feel so much better about myself.
Yeah,
it makes me feel better that no one ever talked to me on OkCupid because
I wish
that's a small
like
blessing.
No,
I want to say that
small blessing.
Go ahead.
Because I wish no one would message me on OkCupid.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I was gonna say.
In the last 10 minutes, I've gotten 3 messages.
All
right,
and are they
all
copy pastes from dudes who didn't even read your profile?
Two of them are, and one of them is asking about a caller. So
okay, I was gonna say it makes me feel better about not signing up for dating sites.
Well, here's the thing about OkCupid. Everyone uses Tinder now, so the only people who, like, actually stuck around on OkCupid are the people who are like, you know, I like Tinder, but I can't write 5,000 words. And that's the site.
I like Tinder, but I keep getting sprayed in the face with pepper spray.
I'm just gonna throw out a thought that I've had many times whenever I've tried to use Tinder. And this is why I think I use OkCupid more. Why isn't there a Tinder for losers?
We're on it right now.
Here it is.
Yeah, that's what OkCupid is. It's Tinder for losers.
And if you're a loser with no self-esteem, head on over to Ball Pit.
I already did.
That's BLLP.IT. Chai, where can you find our episodes?
Oh, actually, you can find all of our episodes on a USB key that I put in a wine bottle and threw in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
But, like, on the internet.
Maybe an easier place to find.
Fuck if I know.
A more consistent and reliable place to find.
I don't know.
What would that be, treasure map?
Yes, not then.
What's our website, P-Stress?
Well, you,
God damn it.
Our website is thefmin.us.
There you can find a donate button and a link to our Patreon and our Twitter and stuff. Give us money so we can, upgrade our you know, recording equipment.
And sustain our drinking habits, really.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think we need to upgrade our equipment. This recording just went...
I just want to point out to the listener...
so that we can all get premium OkCupid accounts.
Bye. If you pay enough, they actually make you invisible.
Bye.
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 What?
Bye. Bye.
Squirt.
Go back to the first day. Cautious, but he was ready to play. Roses, I know you think any lane, but fuck it, the day's about to end. The buckets, I'm feeling like Shaq. Shaq pad, courtesy of mom. Don't tell her, though, how to be the bomb. This is love, a nigga like LeBron. No, fuck it, the day's about to end. Dumb thinking I would get trimmed based on money and fashion shit. Couldn't tell the difference from the whole, even though I thought it was a pit. Fish for the best fish, not the one swimming next to all the sludge. Now she mad, now she hold a grudge. But she sexy, she can give it up. Fun when you living over grits. But she stick by for the stretch. Yes, now you got a little girl. Coincidence that it ain't much.
Can we go through one episode without fucking getting panicked?
No, you fucking can't. That was a great show. This is the Captain Planet Hour with Chai Tea Latte. Thanks all for tuning in. The Planeteers in the ball pit tonight are...
Dr. A, please!
Okay, so...
Stop her!